Support for this podcast of KPLU's Food for Thought comes from Thundering Hooves, offering locally raised, hormone-free, and grass-fed meats delivered from the farm to neighborhood locations throughout Puget Sound. Grass-fed meats have a sweet, fresh taste and are low in fat and high in omega-3 fatty acids. More at thunderinghooves.net.
So, Nancy, I understand you got a sick kid at home, huh?
You know, it's always something every day, isn't it, Stein?
With me, no, but with you, often, yes.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I thought he was having an allergic reaction to the wonderful spring weather we're having, but now that the spring weather's not quite so springly this week, it dawned on me, hey, man, this kid's got a cold. And rather than having him snutter all over everyone at school, I decided to bring him here to KPLU and have him snutter over you folks.
Well, as a good mother, I'm sure that when Nate is not feeling well, there's only one thing for you to cook.
And what would that be?
Go chicken noodle soup, chicken noodle soup, chicken noodle soup. With my hammer on my side. Chicken noodle soup, chicken noodle soup, chicken noodle soup. With my hammer on my side.
Okay, that's enough of that. So, Nate, did your mom make you a nice bowl of chicken noodle soup?
No, actually, tomato.
Tomato? You made tomato, Nancy?
I made Campbell's tomato soup, the only soup to have. And what did I make it with, Nate?
Grilled cheese.
Ooh. And why would I do that?
Because you love me.
Yeah, that's true. You know, when I was sick, my mom used to always make hot tea with cherry preserves in it. It was very Russian of her, from a long line of Russians who love to have sweets in their tea.
You know, now that I think about it, what my mom made for me was also Campbell's tomato soup when I was not feeling well. I guess I should go on with the myth, oh, she made chicken soup. But she didn't. She made Campbell's tomato soup, and she'd boil it and then put in a few tablespoons of minute rice for tomato soup and rice, and it's still one of my favorites. But I didn't get the grilled cheese sandwich, just the soup.
You mean you were depraved on account of you were deprived?
That's right, Officer Krupke. What are you getting on your all-you-can-eat blog? I know they requested people to post what they eat when they're not feeling well or what they give their kids and so on.
Well, so far, folks have talked about pho, the Vietnamese soup, congee, the Chinese rice gruel. People definitely said they like to drink ginger ale, of course. But there was one guy who said, just like Nate, he likes to have Campbell's tomato soup with grilled cheese. But given my druthers, I'd much druther have...
You'll find a link to Nancy Leeson's blog, All You Can Eat, right at kplu.org. Click on food and post what you like to eat when you're not feeling too well. Support for Food for Thought comes from Thundering Hooves.
Wow, Mom, rice in there? I wish you could do that.
Thanks, Stein.